Number five, we're going to go back there tonight. If there's one thing, and we're being recorded, I want you to know, if I can't come into the house of God, listen to me. This is what the world has put on the house of God. They have placed this place, or any church, as a place you go in, it's dull, it's of no fun, it's of no value. You go in, you get lectured, you get hammered at, and you go home and you do it all over next week. That's not what the house of God is. The house of God is a place that you come and you have a good time and you let the word of God speak to you. You just don't come in and sit down and listen to the word of God, but you hear it. It's different than listening and hearing the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So anybody that stands behind this sacred desk, I don't want you to just listen to them. I want you to hear the word of God. There's something in that word. Every time that book is broken open and bread's laid out before you, there's something in there that is for you. There's times that I would go to church and I'd sit and I'd say I didn't get nothing out of it. It wasn't nothing to do with the preacher. Listen to me. It wasn't nothing to do with the preacher. It was my hearer wasn't on. So when this book's opened up and the bread's open, he said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if when I read the verses, there's something come out of it, as any preacher would. Ephesians 5, verse number 18, ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. And the Bible says, Ephesians 5, 18, talk to yourself, part number 2. Amen? And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for this night. I thank you that as a church we still have Sunday night service. Lord, I thank you that we don't take a vote to cancel it, but we keep coming and keep doing what you've called us to do. Lord, I thank you that tonight we can come in and we can just say it's been good to be here tonight. Father, I'd pray tonight that you'd guard my throat, my thoughts, everything that I'd say. Lord, I'd pray tonight it'd be all about you and nothing about me tonight. Father, I pray tonight as we start looking at talking to ourselves that we understand that all the way through the Bible there's people that talk to themselves. Just as this morning, the woman with the issue of blood, she said, but if I could just touch your garment, Father, if he could just touch that garment, Lord, this afternoon I thank you that I've touched the hem of your garment. I thank you this afternoon that the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to my life. And Lord, I pray this afternoon, Father, for everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, I pray you'd bless them real good. Lord God, I pray you'd open the windows of heaven and pour a blessing out on the folks that are here. The ones that couldn't make it back tonight, I pray you bless them as well. And Lord, I pray tonight that when we listen to your word tonight, that we would be able to feed on thus saith the word of God. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask you tonight to illuminate my mind, loosen my tongue, let the Holy Ghost have freedom in this place. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you most of all for Jesus Christ and the blood that was shed on Calvary for my sin. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name and all of God's people said. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight talking to yourself. This morning we talked how the Word of God says that we must be able to talk to ourselves and encourage ourselves and see where God would have us to be. This morning as we came, we talked about speaking to yourself in psalm and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You know, this afternoon as we come, I think about the songs that we've sung, how that's melody to my heart, how that lifts me up, how it encourages me in Christ Jesus. At home, there's something that we did. We canceled Dish Network and we went to YouTube TV and we enlisted into that and got on that program or whatever we had to do. And there's one thing on that that I really love, and brother, she's got a switch under her leg under there, a hickory switch about that long. My brother, glory to God, look at him back there laughing, a hickory switch. Let me keep going on. You don't ever know around here. But anyway, We went on and we ordered that and we got that and we got on there. Instead of going to YouTube TV, you see how easily I am thrown off the subject. It don't take long. I look around, I scan the crowd. It don't take long. That's the same way we are in our Christian life. That's nothing but a life illustration. Hey, man, we're living for Jesus. We're rocking on and we're doing what God's called us to do. And we're following, thus saith the Word of God. And then all of a sudden when we're keyed in and we're doing what we need to do, something on the right side, something on the left side, it'll get our attention and get us off focus. When we know we love Jesus and we're doing exactly what He's called us to do. And as we canceled that at home and we got YouTube TV and we got it brought up there, every morning I watch that YouTube. And what I do when I start my day, I put it on that Christian music. And every morning I listen to that for probably 30 minutes after we done read our devotion. And man, them songs, them spiritual songs, how they feed my soul, how they feed deep down inside of me. And it gets me talking to myself, talking within myself. Lord God, this is going to be a good day. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And as we come tonight, I want you to think about talking to yourself. We talked this morning about the woman that had the issue of blood. And tonight we're going to talk about two men in the Word of God tonight had talked to themselves. And you probably know where we're going tonight. And we're going to go to the prodigal son to start with tonight. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Luke chapter number 15 and verse number 17 tonight. The Bible says tonight in Luke chapter number 15 and verse number 17, talking to yourself. You know what the prodigal son did in Luke chapter number 15? He had done got to the place where he had done went out and had a righteous living. He went to his father and he said, Father, everything that's mine, I want you to give it to me. He said, I want my inheritance. You know what tonight? You must not get your inheritance. And a lot of times in the world we live in, people doesn't get their inheritance until somebody dies. And you know what he was saying to his father? I'd rather you be dead than I can get what I want. And you know what? When he got there, he said, I want what's mine. I want you to give me what's mine. And you know what his daddy did? He gave him that inheritance and he went on. You know what? He was more important in the inheritance than having a relationship with the Father. You know what tonight? I thank God tonight that He's going to give us what we need. Hey, but we won't get everything until we get over yonder. Amen? Hey, He's got stuff laid up yonder on the other side that'll blow your mind tonight. But in Luke chapter number 15, I love this. The prodigal son, he came and he said, Father, in verse number 12, give me my portion of goods. And you know what the Father did? He gave him them portions of good. And the prodigal son, he went out. And he went out and he had a wasteful living. He went out and he spent all that he had. And he done spit everything. And he got to that place where he found himself with the pigs and with the hogs. And he was a wallering in the mire, if you would. And when he came to himself, look what the Bible says. We're talking about talking to yourself. Have you ever been there? You said, I can't keep living this way. I can't keep doing this. I can't keep going this way in my life. There's got to be a turnaround. There's got to be a change. There's people all the time, every day of their life, lives in the same old mess. And they never get to that place where they decide in their mind, I'm not going to keep living this way. But I got good news tonight. When you finally get to that place and you say, I can't keep living this way and I need a change, God's there ready to change. Amen? He says tonight in Luke chapter number 15 and verse number 17, talking about talking to yourself. He says tonight, and when he came to himself. Friends, I want you to know he had done got the filth of the world on him. He had done got dirty. He had done got down. He had done got desperate. And he needed a touch. And he said, and when he came to himself. And when he came to himself. I wonder who tonight I'm talking to that needs to come to themselves. He doesn't come to that place where it doesn't matter what people think, but you've come to yourself. You say, Lord God, I'm talking to myself tonight. You've showed me some things, and I've come to myself. I need a change in my life. I've done wasted a many years. I've done spent all that's been given to me, and I need a change tonight. I need a change in my life. And he came here in verse 17, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants does my father have? He said, I want you to know, when he came to himself, you know who he thought about? He thought about the Father. He thought about his daddy. He thought about how good his father had it. He thought about what was at the Father's house. The prodigal son, he said, and when he came to himself, he said this, I've been wasteful. What you've given me, I've been wasteful. I've been reckless, and I've been wrong, and I'm going to the Father, and He'll make all things right. I got good news tonight. I love what he says in verse number 17. He says, I have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. hunger. He said, I know one thing. He said, I know one thing. And he thought this inside himself. He said, here I am starving to death, but at the Father's house, there's plentiful. Amen. Hey, there's enough to spare. Hey, tonight, you know what? You can ask God for what you need in your life. He'll meet that need tonight, and it won't bankrupt Him a bit. Hey, whatever you need tonight, you don't have to worry about Him answering your prayer tonight. You don't have to worry about curing your sickness tonight, that it might rob somebody else. Can I say to you tonight, hey, the heaven's full tonight. Hey, the storehouse is full tonight. And he says he came to himself and he said, I got confident. If I can get to where the Father is, if I can just get to that place, I wonder who I'm talking to tonight that needs a little confidence in their life, not in what you can do, but what's at the Father's house. Amen. What's at the Father's house when you get there? What's at the Father's house when you get there? Oh boy, at rehab the other night, I went up to him and shook his hand. Another guy, and he got to talking. He said, I got 2 weeks left, and when I leave, I'm going to go out and get a good job. I'm going to make a lot of money. And I'm going to build a big house. And I'm going to get a new car for me and my wife. And I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I said, brother, you're already on the road to destruction. You're already on the road to destruction. All you're wanting to do when you get out of this place is make more money and do better for yourself. Hey, I want you to know tonight, there's nothing wrong with doing better for yourself. But you remember this tonight. The one in their life tonight, that's all about what I can get or what I need. Tonight, destruction will come. This man came to this place and he had come to a place that he was confident that it was better to be at the Father's house than to be out on his own. Amen. Whoa, glory to God. I thank God tonight that it's better to be with God's people than out there all alone. Amen. Oh, he says tonight, the prodigal son, he said, I've come to this place. I've been wasteful. I've been reckless and I've been wrong. He said, but if I can get to the Father's house, there's enough food there to spare. If I can just get to where the Father is, there's enough food there to spare. Tonight, I wonder who's in here that's just hungry. And you say, preacher, I'm starving to death, and I need to be fed on the Word of God tonight. Friends, tonight, you talk to yourself. You tell yourself, it's better here than it is out in the world. It's better in the book than it is out in the world. It's better to be with God than it is out there in the world. Friends, tonight, you know what the world will do? It'll eat you up and it'll leave you dead out there. Tonight, I want you to know, it's better to be with God than with the world. Oh, and he says tonight, he says here in verse 18, he said, I will arise and go to my Father. He said, I'm going to get up from where I'm at. I got confidence that when I get up, the Father will meet me there. But you know what the good news is in the story is? When he got up, the Father had done been looking. The Father had done been looking. The Father had done been searching, done been searching things out and looking for what he could help the Son with. And he said, I'm going to go. He said, and Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. You see, he just wanted to be hired and just to be put in to the Father's house there. But you know what the Father did? The Bible said he seen him coming of way off. He seen him coming. And when he seen him coming, the Father ran and kissed him. The Father ran to where he's at. Friends, tonight, when you get talking to yourself and you say, it'd be better if I just get in the will of God. If I just get in the Father's will, it'll be better. You know what tonight? That's exactly what the Father's thinking. If you'll just get in my will, it's going to be better. Amen? He said, if I can just get to where the Father is. I want to show you somebody else tonight. This morning, the woman with the issue of blood, she was courageous. She said, if I can just get there, she was courageous. Here tonight, the prodigal son, he was confident that if I can just get to where the Father is, everything will be all right. But I want to show you King David tonight in Psalm 23, if you'll turn with me there. The woman with the issue of blood, she was courageous. The prodigal son, he was confident. But David was certain tonight. And tonight it's one thing to be courageous. It's one thing tonight to be confident. But it's totally something different to be certain that when you come to where the Father is, the Father will meet your need. If you have your Bible, Psalm chapter number 23 tonight will be in verse number 1 tonight, Psalm 23. And here's what David, when he talked to himself. David came to this place and he talked to himself. David had done defeated Goliath. David had done come to the place where he done called the giant out. He had done seen battles in his life, had been won. And if you go over into Psalm 22, he says, the first thing he says, let's look there, Psalm 22 tonight. We're talking about a man of God. He says in Psalm 22, he says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? David knew what it was to be alone. He knew what it was to be all alone in his life. But he got talking to himself. And somewhere between Psalm 22 and Psalm 23, David had done talked himself into something that he knew about. And he said this, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In 22, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I don't know what you're going through, but he ain't forsaken you. Amen. Woo, glory. I'm glad for that tonight. David talked to himself. Look what he said in verse number 1 of Psalm 23. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He was certain of some things tonight. He said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Who is David talking to here when he's talking in the psalmist? He's talking to himself. He said, I know that the Lord is my shepherd. I know that I shall not want. I know that he maketh me to lie down. I know he leadeth me. I know he restoreth me. Hey, tonight, when we get to that place in our life, and oh, Satan makes us think that we're all alone. And oh, Satan makes us think that we're out there on the side of the road with nobody there. And we're all alone and there's nowhere to go. You remember tonight, God was the one that said, before Satan ever said, that it was not good for man to be alone. Hey, tonight, I want you to know it's not good for man to be alone. If you go over to Genesis chapter number 1, everything he made, God said, and it was good, and it was good. And it was good. But in Genesis chapter number 2, he seen that man was alone. And you know what God said? It's not good that man should be alone. And he made him a helpmeet. And he put a woman in his life. Hey, but I got good news tonight. It's not good for man to be alone. And he's gave us another helper. And that is the Holy Ghost tonight. That is the Holy Spirit of heaven. It comes down. Jesus said, I must go, but he'll come. And tonight I want you to know. I want you to know when I get talking to myself, it don't take long that Holy Ghost, it starts rising up inside of me. When I start talking about what the Holy Spirit of God can do in a man or a woman's life, and it starts building up inside of a person tonight, you get to that place, it don't matter what's going on, you can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen? And he gets here tonight and he says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, and he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And I love this, and this is where I want to sit down for a little while tonight. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Tonight, as we get here tonight, David started talking to himself. Oh, David was a shepherd boy, and he knew what a shepherd would do. He knew that a shepherd wouldn't leave his sheep. Hey, tonight, you know what a shepherd won't do? A good shepherd won't leave his sheep. He'll take care of his sheep. But you know what? Tonight, a sheep will stray. A sheep will wander. And David knew that, and he started talking to himself. And he started encouraging himself what kind of shepherd he had. Hey, friends, tonight, if you start looking inside of you, you're going to find failures. You're going to find faults. And you're going to find things that you can accuse yourself of. But I encourage you tonight, when you start talking to yourself, you start looking deeper than you, and you start looking at your shepherd this afternoon, and you start realizing, hey, you'll find no fault in him. You'll find no failure in him. You'll find no room of error in the good shepherd tonight. And David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Every one of us in this room, we walk through valleys that are in our life. But I got good news tonight. You must have valleys in your life. If it's going to grow you the way that you need to be grown as children of God tonight. If everything we wanted God gave us, and everything was just a heyday, and everything, as Brother Tony said, was like being at a puff factory. I love when he says that. And as Brother Brad said the other night, hey, we need to get off our complaint train and get where God would have us to be. And I want glory to God. And tonight I want you to know, he uses them valleys in our life to lead us along life's way. Hey, tonight I understand that valleys that come in my life, they are real. Friends, tonight you may be going through a valley and it doesn't bother me a bit, or it may not hurt me a bit. But David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He knew them valleys was real. He knew what it was to be a shepherd and watch a sheep walk through a valley. Tonight, if you're going through a valley, I got good news. Hey, the shepherd knows you're in that valley, and he knows it's real, and he knows when you get walking through that valley, he's there to comfort you. He's there to guide you and lead you through that valley tonight. I understand tonight, not only is that valley real, and I want to ask you a question tonight. Have you ever been through a valley? Have you ever been through a valley? I'm talking about a valley low. I'm talking about a valley so low that you didn't know if you was going to come out. Hey, I want you to know tonight them valleys are real, but them valleys are relentless. When they get on you, they just won't come off of you. Only by the blood of Jesus Christ, begging that shepherd to help you, will that valley get loose in your life. I've told this story many a times, and it's appropriate for this time. I'd never forget during COVID, and we'd done come through, and it had been some time. My wife had been taking off work there a little bit. She was worried about me. She was concerned concerned about me. Man, I'd got in a dark place. I'm telling you, I'd come in here and I'd fulfill my duties and I'd preach and I'd preach thus saith the word of God, and you may have not knew nothing was on me, but I want you to know she did. And she'd take off work and she'd say, are you okay? Are you going to make it? Are you okay? And I'd use that old line and lie, and I'd say, yeah, I'm fine. I'm going to be all right. And I'd set my office time and time again, and I think it ain't worth the fight. Hey, it's time to give in and get up. I got good news tonight. It's time to get the quit off the table. He's done too much for us. Amen. He's brought us back. He's delivered us and set us free. I don't know what's on you tonight, but you remember this. Any valley you go through, it is real tonight, but greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. And man, I'd get to that place in my life and that valley got real. And one morning I was sitting in my office, and I'm telling you, I'm talking about talking to yourself. Have you ever told yourself it's time to get up and get out? You better get out of here or it ain't going to be good. Hey, if you don't get out of this place, something's going to happen. I was sitting there in my office and I had my Bible open. I was in the Bible and Satan was on my back. I was in a valley that was real, folks. I'm telling you, it was relentless. It wasn't letting up. It was tearing me up one side and down the other. There was no problems in the church, no problems in my home. It was just a problem, and I couldn't get my hand on it. And I got to that place that morning, and as I rode back in my chair, Kaylee had done gone, and Brandy had done gone, they had done gone to work, and I had a list of things I needed to do as a pastor. But I understood if I went and done them things, I wouldn't be no better off. I had to get along with God. I had to get on one-on-one with God. And I told myself sitting there, if you don't get up and get out of here, it's not going to be good. I closed my Bible and I started walking down a gravel road. And friends, I want you to know, as I got going down that gravel road, it got longer and longer. And as I got walking down that gravel road, I didn't meet nobody on that road. I was on that road all alone, and it was gravel and it was rough to walk on. You walk 7 miles on a gravel road, you listen to me tonight, you know you've been somewhere. And as I got walking down that gravel road and I come out on River Road on the main fairway, I want you to know there was cars flying up and down, and they'd about run you over walking on that road. And God told me, He said, you remember this, when you get in the valleys of life, you get on that old path, you stick to that old path. Friends, I didn't meet nobody on that gravel road, but I did meet the Spirit of God, and He got to speaking to me, and He got telling me, even though valleys are real and they're relentless, there are rewards that come out of a valley. Friends, I want you to know, I've never been where I'd been at that place in my life, but when I come out on the other side, I'm stronger than I've ever been. I know what it is to be through a valley, Sister Kim, that is real. I know what it is to go through a valley that's relentless, and we won't let up. It'll get you by the throat and think it's going to kill you. Have you ever been there tonight? Have you ever been to a place where your home life ain't right? Have you everything about you ain't right? And you say, I got to have help and I got to have a peace. You say, go to the doctor and get on some kind of medication. You still got the problem. Whoa! You still got the problem. Go get you some nerve pills, preacher. You still got the problem. What good is it if you don't take care of the problem? What good is it if I didn't take care of the problem? I had to talk to myself and I had to remind myself, you've been here before, and what got you through it then? The blood of Jesus Christ. What's going to get you through it now? This valley's real. It's relentless. But it's rewarding. When I come out on that other side, folks, let me tell you something. I'm able to help other people. There's a lot of valleys you go through in your life that you don't go through just for you, but you go through it for the next person. That valley I went through that day, when I come out on that other side, I want you to know it was one of the greatest rewarding valleys in my life that I've ever been through. That day I called Brandy up and I told her, I said, baby, I've been walking. She said, what's wrong? We don't walk around the house, you can tell. Walk to the bathroom, kitchen, bedroom, back, get the remote, 7 mile walk, there better be something wrong. And can I say to you, there was something wrong. You may not have noticed it. You know, it doesn't matter if anybody else notices something's wrong in your life or not. It doesn't matter. You know when it's wrong. It don't matter who else knows. You know when it's wrong. I know when it's wrong. Well, I feel like that's... No, listen. You know when it's wrong. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, it comforts me. And as I got walking on that road that day, I'm telling y'all, I was at a place, man, Satan wouldn't get off my back. Have you ever been there? And what he was speaking in my mind, you're unworthy. You're not good enough. You don't deserve. You don't. And he's right. I am unworthy. He's right. I'm not good enough. He's right. I don't deserve. But I read Romans 5:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. You see, what I think about myself doesn't matter as much as what God thinks about me. And He calls me a son, heir to the throne. And when I come out, I done forgot that and let that get passed to the side. And when I come out on the other side, I understand that valley I went through was for a reason. And tonight I want to ask you a question. Have you been in a valley in your life? And you say, preacher, I don't know what to do. You've got to talk to yourself. You've got to let yourself know that God's got it. He's bigger. A lot of times we let our fear tell us how small God is instead of letting God tell our fear how small it really is. Folks, tonight, I want you to know as your pastor tonight, I understand he said, yea, though David started talking to himself. And he said, I may have to walk through valleys and I may have to walk through these things, but I know you're right there with me through every valley. Through every storm, you're right there with me. There's not a valley I go through that you're not there with me. I'm going to share with you something else before we close about valleys in our life. They come and they go. Some stay longer than we think they should, but they stay as long as the Lord allows them to stay. And them valleys that come in our life, they have highs and they have lows. But tonight, I want to give you this last thing in the Word of God tonight. He says, and I'm asking somebody tonight, if you're sitting there tonight, you just need to talk to yourself. You say, I got to be courageous in what God can do. I got to have confidence in what God can do. But I got to be certain that God will do it. You know, it's one thing to be courageous and ask God to do it. It's one thing confident that you read in the Bible, you've seen that He done it. But it's something else to be certain. What I've asked Him, He's going to do it. And I wrote this down tonight. Not only is battles in our life real and they're relentless and they're rewarding, but they're for a reason. They're for a reason. And here's where a lot of folks never get to in their Christianity. And I'm not beating on nobody. Listen to me. We listened to a preacher this morning on TV, me and Brandy did. And I looked at her and I said, my goodness, I would not go listen to him. Man, he is skinning them folks. I mean, she had the remote. I said, we need to turn this. But they're for a reason. And tonight, if you don't want to go through valleys, you're never going to grow. You're never going to grow. You're never going to see the lily of the valley if you don't get in the valley. And I wrote this down. Without valleys, your cup will never run over. If your life is always up here, if you're always flying up here, I'm talking about money's never a problem, health's never a problem, relationships, if it's never nothing, first little thing comes your way, you're crashing hard. Hard. If everything's up here, I'm not glad of what I've went through in my life. But they've allowed my cup to run over. They've allowed me not to be ashamed of the gospel of our Lord and Savior. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it's the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Folks, tonight, I'm just confident in what God can do. He's given me courage just like He has you. And I'm certain that He's going to fulfill it. Without valleys in your life, your cup will never run over. You can come in. The service we had this morning was great. I ain't going to lie. Two salvations, man, it was wonderful. Wonderful. Did you listen to me tonight? You can't live on that. That's gone. That's in the past. It's over. What you going to live on? The living Word. We was at Ott's funeral home. And we was at the casket of Brother Ricky. And they done had everybody go out. It was family. We was going to pray. Brother Ricky wouldn't mind me sharing this. We're standing there at the casket. Danny says, I'm going to get you to pray in just a moment. And he turns to his son. He looks at his son. He says, is there anything you want to leave in the casket with your dad? He says, I'm leaving everything. Glasses, chain, I'm leaving everything. And he looks at me. And they look back down. And he says, what about his Bible? What about his Bible? What should I do with his Bible? And Danny didn't say nothing. They looked at me. Y'all know me. I'll put my foot in my mouth sometime. Y'all know? He looked at me and he said, preacher, what do you think? And I just grinned. I said, you really want to know? And he said, yeah, what do you think? I said, that Bible don't deserve to go in there. That's a living Word, not a dying Word. got no business in a casket. The Bible ain't dead. It's alive, man. That's the living word. And I said, I'll tell you what your daddy wants you to do with that living word. He wants you to read it. He wants you to ingest it. He wants you to get down in it. Because it's real, man. I'm telling you, when you get a hold of it, it's real. It'll come alive in your life. I said, he wants you to read that Bible. Tonight, there's a lot of people burying what needs to be alive. And they're uncovering what needs to be dead. Tonight, there's valleys. And they're rewarding for going through them. And we go through them for a reason tonight. I'm going to ask you tonight this question. Right where you're at tonight, right in your life, do you say, Lord, I've talked to myself today, and Father, I just need to get to right where you're at. As a church, we got to get there. As a church, we got to get right there. When we say, Lord God, I texted a man before we went to Broken Lives Thursday night. I thank God I went, we was going. But I thank God I'm not there no more. I thank God we go and preach to them, but I thank God that I'm not sitting there getting preached to. I've done been down that road, Brother James. I've done been down that road, and I don't want to go down that road again. I hold that little boy tonight, and I kiss him on the hand, and I'm holding him, and I never want my daughter to tell my son. I say this all the time. Hey, you ought to hear Daddy preach when he used to preach. I don't want my daughter to walk in the house. I don't want my son to walk in years down the road, and there sits Daddy with a beer. I don't want that. I don't want that in my life. I don't want that. That stuff's gone. Them valleys are gone. Them areas are gone. What I want the power of God on my life and on my family. That's what I want, and that's what I want for everybody in this room. I want the power of God on you. So thick. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Lee Akers, I know. I want the demons in hell to know you tonight, and that there's power on your life. And even though you go through valleys and they may be dark and they may be dim, that when you come out on the other side, it's worth it all. Last thing before we have a time of invitation is this. Even old Paul talked to himself. Philippians 4:13, he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Tonight, if you're sitting there and you got something in your life and you say, preacher, I need to be broke free from it. I'm tired of living this way. I promise you tonight, he'll give you the strength to step out, walk up, and do business with him. I promise you tonight, he's not short tonight. His hand's not short. It'll reach down right where it needs to be. Maybe tonight you just need courage. Maybe tonight you just need confidence. But maybe tonight you just need to get certain that you've told yourself, I know God will, and I know he can. Let us pray. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost that's in this room. Lord, I thank you tonight, Father, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Oh, I thank you for the cross of Calvary. Father, I thank you no longer am I going to hell, but I'm going to heaven by the blood of Jesus. Lord, tonight, glory. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Father, tonight, whoever needs a touch, touch them. Father, be with this church. Let us be a light, Father. Let us be a light that a lost man, woman, boy, or girl could walk in. They wouldn't hear us fussing and fighting and all that, but they'd see us loving. Lord, that's what we want. We just want to love on you. Oh, that we can get in love with people. Oh, God, tonight. Oh, that you just move. Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Thank you for that tonight. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say, amen.